Netcasts you love.
From people you trust.
This is TWiT.
Bandwidth for MacBreak Weekly is provided by CacheFly at CacheFly.com.
This is MacBreak Weekly, episode 41, from May 23rd, 2007. Ray Danger.
Hi, this is Leo Laporte, and welcome to MacBreak Weekly number 41. Our thanks to our great host, Scott Bourne, at Podango for allowing us to do this show in the Podango studios. That's why it sounds so darn good. In front of a live audience of one, my son, Henry. It was Take Your Son to Work Day. On the panel, Scott Bourne, of course, of his brand new show, by the way. He's got so many, but the new one is Apple Phone Show at applephoneshow.com. Already top five on iTunes technology podcast, applephoneshow.com. Also, Merlin Mann is here from 43folders.com and Craig Severson. Craig is the Media Grunt. You can find out more about him at mediagrunt.com. He's got at least two great podcasts. Pod Grunt and Video Grunt, and now VentureCast, too, and you hear them regularly on This Week in Media. We began with the biggest story of the week, of course, the Apple Engadget iPhone rumor.
Big story, I guess the big story if you're an Apple shareholder, and we should get Ryan Block on. We can't reach him right now because we don't have any Skype credits. Because Scott Bourne, as soon as the price tanked, he sold. But
I did not sell.
Ryan has offered to talk about this, but he is the Engadget editor, who got an email. It was actually from Apple. It was an internal Apple email. They call it a news.
So he claims,
and I believe him, that nobody's denied this. Apparently, somebody hacked into Apple's email system. But they have a news bulletin service on Apple. It went out to all Apple employees. And, of course, some Apple employees immediately sent it to Ryan, who published the story, that the iPhone was going to be delayed till October. It was a hoax. Mm-hmm. And Apple, within an hour, retracts it. But it's already up on Engadget. The timeline is actually great. We did this on TWiT, but the memo goes out around 9 in the morning. The phony news bulletin goes out around 9 in the morning. Ryan's got it up within 45 minutes on Engadget's site. Within another hour, Apple has lost $4 billion in market value. Yeah.
And Scott Bourne, several million of those billion.
Did you freak out? Were you watching this?
There's an entire computer in my office that does nothing but watch stocks.
So do alarms go off?
Yes, little red lights and bells went off, and I went to 10400 and said,
Which is worse from your point of view? Losing all that money or the iPhone being delayed till October?
Actually, it was the iPhone being delayed.
Yeah, that's what I thought.
That was the thing that really bothered me the most. I didn't actually lose any money because I didn't sell. And, of course, it rebounded.
Actually, that was the time to buy because if you bought then, that not only did the stock rebound once Engadget, shortly after that, another hour or so went by, Engadget said, whoops, wrong.
Yeah.
Stock came back almost all the way that same day. And then the next day, Apple announces FCC approval.
Right. And so being... Mm-hmm.
And it's up $6.
I didn't buy because I was afraid of all the things that were happening around that, attracting some SEC attention to anybody that did a big play way.
Right.
I just sat tight in my position, and I'm glad I did. I mean, overall, it's okay. But those of us who had Apple stock probably want to have a conversation with Ryan about how to do this next time, which is absolutely positively wait until you hear from somebody at Apple, because realize that your decision could impact millions of people in a way that's very financially important to them.
We talked about this on TWiT, and I think we agreed that it could have been handled better. The way Ryan did it, he said, we have it on authoritative source. Didn't even say it was from in Apple that this is the case. He did retract it immediately, probably what he should have. But, you understand there's a lot of pressure to get this stuff out.
In the blog world, it's a brave new world.
But see,
speed.
It's my constitutionally protected opinion that Ryan was anxious, A, to bash Apple because he has a history of that. B, anxious to bash the iPhone because everyone knows it's easier to burn a barn down than to build one. And C, anxious to scoop his buddies at Gizmodo. And those three priorities overrode any of his journalistic integrity there that might be there. So he can say what he wants, and maybe he's a great guy. I don't know him. But, you know, I'm not happy with the decision-making.
Tell you what, we'll get him on next week, give him a chance to rebut this.
And of course, there is going to be, more than likely, a Securities and Exchange Commission investigation where Ryan will face some unfriendly men in suits.
I don't think Ryan has a problem at all. I think Ryan is acting as a journalist.
Does the SEC care about the
press? But who they're going to investigate is whoever it was.
Well, that's what I'm saying. They're going to talk to him to verify that timeline and to verify those facts. And then, yeah, they're going to try to get to whoever it was. If it was an Apple employee that was disgruntled or a hoaxer. But they got to start with Ryan because he was the guy that let it out.
But they're not going after him.
I'm not saying they're going after him. But,
right.
And really, the real culprit isn't even the person who forwarded it to Ryan. It's the person who put that email bulletin on Apple's system.
Actually, to tell you the truth, my lawyer would probably tell you they all have potential liability.
Wow, that's true.
Really?
And I'm not a lawyer, so I don't know. All I know is that, you know, you can bet he's going to get a phone call.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
He probably already has.
And, you know, there are a lot of Apple shareholders, I'm one of them, that demanded an SEC investigation. Right. I want to know exactly what happened. I want to know the timeline, the old-fashioned what did you know and when did you know it questions. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. I want those answered under oath. I want people to be held accountable because there are people that lost real money here. We fool around.
You lost money if you panicked.
That's right, and I didn't. But there are people who panicked and they lost money. Right. So I mean, that's if you're one of those people, trust me, you are PO'd right now.
Aren't you supposed to buy on the rumor and sell on the news?
Just because there's things you're supposed to do doesn't mean that's what you're going to do, Leo. I mean, people made mistakes. There's no doubt that they should have been smart enough to look at this rumor and say to themselves, you know, this sounds pretty fishy. Wait a minute. There's no way Apple could afford this kind of delay. This is going to bring the company down. They can't have this. I mean, I said those things to myself and just, you know, I treated it like any of the rumors I see on the rumor sites. I didn't treat it as news. Mm-hmm. But I'll tell you what, you know, I know some very angry people over this.
Did you just say the rumors, the stuff you read on rumor sites, you don't read it as news? I just want to make sure these are new headphones. I'm not sure these are done breaking
news.
Yes,
I'm sorry I didn't vet my words more carefully.
That makes sense. What is wrong with that?
Just historically, it seems like you very heavily enjoyed sites like this.
Thank you, Mr. McAlope.
When they talk about iPhone stuff that you find favorable, you seem to be all French kissing these sites.
I simply use them as corroborative evidence on the side.
That your fantasy is actually moving in the trajectory that
you would appear that my fantasy has moved in that direction.
Okay.
Well, you'll be happy to know that even though the iPhone is not available yet, it's already won a design award.
Yeah!
For which one?
They're giving out, like, vaporware design awards
it's
now?
It's kind of hard to believe, but Cooper Hewitt has given it. Yeah, it's a national design award.
And Craig Severson would know because he's worked for a designer.
It's the 8th Annual National Design Awards.
For the iPhone or for Apple?
Let's see.
Or for Jonathan Ive.
Let me see here.
Is that how you say it?
Is it Eve or I?
It's probably Ive.
I bet you really out yourself at parties if you say that.
Yeah, it could be. Yeah.
I was actually having an interesting conversation with my friend Jonathan Ive. Man's a bit of a genius if you ask me.
Let's see.
I'd give him all the awards.
Let's see. I'm looking.
I think they do award designers at the Cooper Hewitt.
Well, I'm digging too deep, but according to Wired, there's going to be a People's Design Award that you can vote on.
Mm-hmm.
Wow, I just love this microphone.
And then a little later on, the IFX 230.
We'll be joined by...
It's not a PR40, though, Leo.
The Quiet Storm.
Cooper Hewitt, National Design Museum, part of the Smithsonian, lists iPhone among the recipients of its 8th Annual National Design Awards.
Yeah, wow. iPhone.
Is that, that's big when if it's a product over a company?
Well, if it's an unreleased product.
Yeah, that would be big.
We think a product that does not exist.
Judging on the one we saw under plexiglass, this is going to be look good.
Yeah, I've seen some schematics that are pretty well designed.
Exactly.
Wow.
I know. So before tooling, I'm kind of surprised. I just got to say.
Hey, by the way, it was 40 years ago today that Sgt. Pepper taught the band to play.
Was it today?
It wasn't today. It was Saturday.
Yeah, okay.
Close really? So yeah. 40 years?
Hey, what's the latest, Merlin, on the Beatles iPod?
Oh, actually, we got some news on that. Late breaking news. There's now going to be a fifth Beatle version.
You may now
gonna,
take a drink.
It's going to look like Billy Preston.
Oh. So
it's got a little gap where the click wheel would be.
I pre-ordered my Yoko Ono version. It's coming soon.
From nothing. It's an iPhone. You gotta have the iPhone.
They were gonna put out a Brian Epstein version, but it disappeared into a men's room somewhere in London.
Ooh.
And we'll fix that in post.
Bazinga.
Fix that in post.
Wow. So, what do you have to say for yourself? iPhone receives FCC approval.
You know, well, Merlin doesn't seem to think that the iPhone will ever materialize. It'll be the worst phone in history, and that there's no value to it.
No. I'm going to defend my friend. That's hard to say. Merlin man.
What? Hard to say friend.
That's why no
Merlin
one defends
man.
Me. It's too hard to say. No one defends me and no one calls me friend. It's just too hard.
He's not saying the iPhone will be bad or
I know. He just likes to pick on me because I like it.
I'm saying the iPhone will be bad and won't
okay.
come out.
Well, all right.
No, I have to say, I am more and more skeptical as we get farther and farther from the reality distortion field that this is going to be the significant product everybody's talking about.
And it's going to sell millions of copies anyway.
I'm curious why you say that, Leo.
Well, to tell me again what it is that makes the iPhone...
We don't know yet.
Yeah, that's my problem.
It's that certain magic.
Are you familiar with the term magical thinking?
Exactly. It's from Apple. It's got to be good.
I think it's going to work.
It's going to work like... Yeah. Once, we've been through this. Why do we like Macs? Because they have a certain thing that works all the time.
And just looking at the feature stuff that we know about, I don't see anything spectacular.
No, it's not about features. It's not about features.
Well, then it's about feel and flow, and we have no idea. All we saw was Steve Jobs feel it.
We have the history, right? They haven't really, except for mice.
Where's my Newton?
Right.
Oh, God.
Where's no?
You know, you're going to have to talk to a lot of dorks to find a bigger Mac nerd than me. But I mean, at a certain point, this gets asinine. When we keep talking about this, well, they made the iPod. Well,
They've had three hits. Maybe.
I mean, I love Apples. My God, it's what I use. I don't use anything else other than Apple computers, and I don't own, you know, mobile audio players except for iPods. But come on. Yeah. I mean, you know.
Anyway, we're going to know soon. It's less than a month now, right?
It's weeks. We're down to weeks.
We're down to 3 weeks.
I heard a rumor. I read this earlier about it's October. It might.
Yeah, right.
That's when your Leopard isn't going to be out till January.
That's when Scott's going to buy yours. Is on October. So just wait.
Do we take it as read that email to every appearance definitely appeared to have come from inside Apple?
Only if you believe in Gadget.
So it's just Ryan saying that.
And I believe Ryan. I think Ryan's very. I don't think there's any reason why he would lie about that.
Scott, that doesn't change your feeling at all in terms of his culpability in this?
Well,
setting aside your fantasies about what the SEC does to people, do you personally feel like he's still, even if he got what to every intelligent appearance would be an email from the Apple system, do you think he's still to blame? Because it seems to me like people do this all the time. And stockholders are hurt all the time that don't happen to be Apple people or us. People are hurt by this stuff all the time. Are you saying there should be like a whole, like a new way of like how we should, you know, litigate?
He retracted it very quickly. I have to commend him for that. This was he even, you know, showed the Bullet News email.
I think he's lost trust with people, and maybe not with you,
not with me, no,
but he has with me.
It's not like Gizmodo announcing.
This happens every day. This happens every day on hundreds of websites.
And people get run over by cars every day. And I mean, I don't know what that has to do.
Well, we should all be credulous if what you read is according to an authority.
I'm just saying, if somebody had, and I don't know one way or another, but if they had 100% spoofed an Apple email, that doesn't change.
Merlin, I get emails every day from people who want to get stuff because they know I'm covering the iPhone. They want to get stuff out, and I do the simplest of things. I do the most basic, rudimentary journalism 101 things to find out if it's true. I ask for a second source. He says he called Apple and, quote, didn't feel like waiting for their response because he hadn't heard back from him and was afraid he was going to get scooped, so he went with it. If he'd have simply waited another hour, none of this would have happened. So that's where he's got egg on his face, because journalists, he claims to be a journalist.
I'm putting myself in his shoes.
He claims to be a journalist.
I'm putting myself in his shoes. I might well have run with it, as long as you run with it with appropriate caveats, which he did, which he's, you know, according to authority. He didn't even say it came from within Apple. He just said according to an authoritative source.
I wouldn't have used authoritative. I would have used an unsubstantiated.
He might have been
source.
More. Yeah, he might
I would have
been
used a
more,
different word. I would have been a lie.
You know what I might have said? We've seen an internal Apple
what
email.
What appears to be an
somebody sent us an email, and this is what it says would have been accurate.
Well, let's assume
Henry's throwing in his comments.
You disagree, Henry? Huh? Oh, by the way, I should say Henry Laporte is here. He is actually quite an astute commentator on Apple and SEC News.
He's been commenting throughout this section in his own personal click language.
Who knows? There could be a lot of data in that click. It could be.
I just want to say I don't have anything against the Gadget. I subscribe to their blog. I like their blog. I think that he's probably a good guy on the basis of you guys saying he's a good guy.
I think he didn't want to say he received an eternal Apple email because that might have given away his source.
Yeah.
I think that... Okay. Let's assume that he could, that you could look at, and you can, if you look at the headers, you can verify whether this was forged to a certain degree of reasonability. He says this is not in question, that it came from Apple. In fact, Apple did, in fact, release a subsequent email, which they admit to, saying, no, that other email was a phony email. So somebody hacked into Apple's email system.
How do we know that one was real?
Oh, my God.
Psych.
Psych.
So Apple retracted it. The email came out at 9:09 a.m. Apple retracted it at 10:47. Sometime between 9:09 and 10:47. Actually, no. This is interesting. Okay, here's the actual timeline. At 10:47, Apple retracts it, but Ryan apparently doesn't get the retraction because he goes with the story at 11:49.
So there's another mistake.
Wow.
So he did wait 2 hours.
At the end of the day, he's responsible for what he puts out as truth. Now,
I'd have run with it.
Well,
I'd have run with
it. I totally would have. I have no particular affection for rumor-based sites, personally. I don't.
If it's not the Macalope.
Well, and it's the Macalope is a destroyer of rumors more often than not.
What does the Macalope say about
it? If you actually read the Macalope.
I have been reading the Macalope.
And it's a hell of a site.
I agree.
He's a good writer.
He's a good writer.
Yep. He's
a Macalope fan.
Henry.
Really?
Henry's jumping in. He's got antlers.
Henry's going to back it up.
But no, I just think
retract those antlers.
Yeah. Anyway.
Does the Macalope even mention this story?
The Macalope covers all kinds of news. The Macalope is a polymath.
Macalope says iTunes is doomed. Okay. Is the iPhone half full or half empty?
Sarcastically.
I flop. I don't think Scott's reading this site.
Well, you know, here's the thing. I will gladly read all those sites once the phone's shipping. And if somebody can point out to me deficiencies in the phone once it ships, I'll be the first guy to say, this sucks, and let's get it fixed.
This is so the last time I'm going to say this, Scott, but I swear to God, if you have one person who's talking about all these positive aspects of something that doesn't exist... I don't mean to get into like epistemology and ontology here, but if you've got one person who's making a lot of claims about something that doesn't exist, and another person saying it's kind of BS to make a lot of claims, that person kind of has a little bit more weight than like just speculating about what you haven't seen yet. It's, you know, you think everybody's in this
you mean like speculating about battery life, which is something you couldn't possibly know since nobody has the shipping phone in their hand, or speculating about how bright the screen is, which is once again something nobody could possibly know because they can't see the screen yet.
Everything we say about the iPhone is speculation.
Exactly. All I'm saying is, I want to get it on the record, Merlin. You'll appreciate this.
Yeah.
If there's anything dramatically wrong with the phone, I will be screaming about it.
Uh-huh.
I will be saying, Apple, fix this.
Right.
I'm not going to be a fan of something that sucks. I simply want to point out...
Well, you're a fan of something that doesn't even exist yet.
That's right. I'm a fan of an idea. Mm-hmm. I'm a believer, Merlin. I'm a positive man. And I want to point out, That if it sucks, I'm going to become an unpositive man. I'm going to say, Apple, fix this because I threw my trio in the San Francisco Bay hoping you were going to get this right. But I also want to point out that the John C. Dvoraks of the world have figured out that it's great link bait to attack Apple on the iPhone. It gets lots of hits. It's very popular. It's easy to get a lot of attraction around a burning building. And that's what's going on here.
You don't think there's anything to attack?
I don't think we know yet. Now,
is there anything to attack about Apple?
Sure. Sure, absolutely. We do that all the time on this show. Yeah. We had an entire segment of Mac Wines, remember?
Right.
I mean, all I'm saying is that I just want to see how someone can know what the battery life's going to be when they don't have the phone.
Well, we can't. We don't know.
But I've
Henry
seen
wants to know, too.
I've seen, mm-hmm.
He's got a chocolate detailed, poor kid. He's dying for an iPhone.
I've seen detailed explanations by people of why the battery life is going to suck. And I'm like, how could you know that?
It's called engineering. And it's this science where you can take a certain amount of... Henry, how many of your school chums, including yourself, want an iPhone? Do you want an iPhone?
Yeah.
I seem to remember hearing that you and your sibling...
They're fighting over the one iPhone that we're going to get.
And so, getting an iPhone?
There's the news.
Oh, sweet.
Yeah. Uncle Scott's buying
but like,
you.
But, yeah. but, like at, that, but like at school, do most people want them?
Do they even know that there's an iPhone?
Some.
Some do.
Like the... Girls.
The girls know.
Ooh.
About it.
Girls. Chicks dig design. That's number one.
No, it is a chick phone.
Do you worry Absolutely. At all? Do you worry at all? Like do you IM a lot?
He texts a lot.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. But do you worry at all about the keyboard?
But he texts with something that's got a number pad.
So you do T9?
He had T9. He does it the old school way.
What's T9?
You press the button three times for a V.
Really?
Oh yeah.
Wow.
When you text, you just type all the letters out by typing, T-U-V.
Yeah.
Like that? Yeah.
Yeah.
T9, they don't know from T9.
The kids today.
What's
T9? I got one. T9, yeah, T9 is where it auto-completes the word based on what you start typing.
You didn't know that. That's for us.
Come on.
That's for older folks.
What is T9?
It's where it types the word for you. So you type, instead of typing all the letters, you just type the first and it kind of guesses what you're going to say.
What?
You turn that off.
Oh, come on, silly, Henry. Don't play dumb. You've totally seen this.
No, it's much faster.
You've never seen
it. That's kind of stupid.
Yeah.
Because
it's for old men.
It's for old men who use complete words.
I could see that. Because you'd get the rhythm of that and get really fast. I just got one of those upstages from Sprint, the ones that flip.
Oh.
I talked a little bit about this.
I haven't seen that. Is it a sandwich?
Well, I'll just say one thing here. It's a flip phone, and it's really frustrating, and I want to throw it out the window. Mm-hmm. The idea is that you get this phone, and when I say flip phone, it's basically like a big iPod or like a big Nano. And this is, I have no idea who came up with this. It's definitely not Jonathan Ive. Yeah. But you get it, and you on the front of it has a big ass screen on it, uh-huh, and then a like a nine way, like a, like 8-way pad.
That's kind of a cool looking phone.
Yeah, it looks cool. And then you can flip it, and ooh, then on the other side you've got basically the size of a caller ID screen.
Huh.
Okay, but like, look at that now.
Oh, I see.
Look at the big screen. You see the
big
screen?
For those of you at home, we're looking at Leo's computer.
Okay, yeah. So you look at that big screen. Yeah. Now, let's say, what are you going to use that screen for? You're going to use that screen for, let's say, surfing the web or surfing menus.
Yeah.
Does it occur to you at all that you can't use the numbers to select from a gopher-like, WAP-like screen? You'd have to flip it in order to do that. You've got to use just the touchpad to get around.
Bad
you can't
design.
Type. You can't
so
type.
So the point is that the keypad's on the opposite side of the screen.
And the side that has the screen
on it. So you go like this.
It. Yeah. Well, it's got a little thing. You have to manually, you have to manually hit a button to flip it. But here's what I was going to get at, is that view that's got the big screen on it, there's no response from hitting the pad. You know, there's no
visual feedback,
you don't feel it.
No detent. Okay.
You're right. It sucks.
So I'm just curious. I mean, so do you think, is there going to be any kind of feedback on the iPhone? Do we know when you're typing letters?
There might have been
There's an audio feedback.
You hear like a bleep.
Yeah, there's an audio feedback. And also I want to point out that when you're surfing the web on the iPhone, you're not going to be surfing some phony wannabe web page.
Safari. Look, I got a big deal. We all have an Opera or whatever.
It's interesting. It's the first time I had experienced that, and it was a little bit frustrating.
That saying it's a Safari in there is not what wows me.
But it does wow me.
Does what? Us Trio users, it does, who use that.
I'm sorry. I don't have 19 cell phones like
download
you.
Download Opera. I mean, every phone in the existence can run Opera. So you can get a decent browser on any phone. Oh. And all the Nokia phones actually have a phone that does exactly what Safari does with the
And the Nokia,
thumbnails
the Nokia phone may be a great phone, may be the way to go, but I want an iPhone because I'm an Apple user.
These are the kinds of things that are going to knock. Well, this syncs perfectly well with this, by the way. But here's the thing.
Is this your new one? This is that new N95? Let me see that.
Here's the thing.
This is the one with the 45-minute battery.
This is the kind
life.
Of thing. No, actually, it's fine.
Pretty
but you're right,
sweet
it's not great. This is the thing that the kind of thing that wows app Mac users is because Steve Jobs says it works. Oh, and if you kind of miss the key, it guesses what key you were going
right,
to hit.
Right.
I got to see that. I mean, they also said that the Newton would recognize your handwriting. Right. I mean, those are the kinds of things
We got to see how well they execute.
If it does that, that's great.
I agree.
Historically, this stuff doesn't work that
I think
well.
The promise of the iPhone is what have people excited. And if they execute on the promises, if they are able to execute, they will do well. If they are not, they'll get their butt
all
beat.
All right. We all agree.
We're all in Stockholm Syndrome with our phones. And so there's this huge frustration to get the actual UI working.
Doesn't Stockholm Syndrome infer that you have some affection for your phone?
Exactly.
I never had any affection for my phone.
That's what I'm saying.
So you're held hostage by it.
What I'm saying is that
I hate my phone.
When the Apple phones release, it's the inverse.
It's the inverse.
It's Henry, you're saying nobody uses T9 at all.
He doesn't even know what
it is. You've never even heard of T9?
No, I should.
It's only for middle-aged guys.
Closer to the mic there, Mark.
Oh, yeah. I've never heard of that.
Wow.
Totally for middle-aged guys. It's to make them feel more comfortable because these kids are great on these keypads.
I am absolutely a middle-aged man, but I stopped using T9 because it was just too much of a pain to go into that mode.
I use T9,
and they're not using full words; they're using their own lingo.
But it learns from you. It's got a learning
MBD.
Thing.
Yeah, it's like
I actually use T9 on here.
I don't even. Well, okay, what is it?
Now, that's the predictive text.
What does the N95 cost, Leo?
$750.
Who do you text?
So the answer to the question, will people pay $500 for an iPhone, is yeah, if they want to save $250 over the N95.
Maybe, unless this is a better phone.
Yeah.
It's got
now, what is the battery life? I'm very interested.
How can you possibly tell the battery life of a... Oh, that's right. It's already here.
He's got it
in his hand.
I charge it every night. And you'll probably charge your iPhone every night.
Yeah.
I mean, remember in the old days... phones would last a week,
right,
and you could talk two or three days without it between charges. But
I think
not lately.
The upstage just has not been.
My biggest concern about the iPhone, frankly, is the battery, because it's not replaceable.
Right.
That is my biggest
concern.
That
is an odd choice, because these things do
so
die.
Far. Now, in the ones we've seen.
And I don't think there's going to be a change there. I do think what they'll do is some sort of thing like the iPod program where you can replace the battery
by
taking it in.
Who has Stockholm Syndrome? Mac users have Stockholm Syndrome. We have come to love it because we have no choice.
But
it
is not kidnappers.
But it is the Jobs way or the highway. And so this is a perfect example. Steve Jobs says, "Thou shalt not remove thy battery." And you don't. Whether that's a good thing or a bad thing for consumers, it doesn't matter. Because Steve says you don't do it.
Why would they have done that?
Because you don't do it on an iPod either. It's a consumer device.
I see.
It's a consumer device. I think it's a bad idea.
A long time ago, I think I've said this once before on here, but a long time ago, I think I want to say in the late 80s, there was a big article in one of the papers about how about comparing Macs to Catholicism and PCs to being a Protestant. And I think a lot of that is still true, where you've got this intermediating layer, this kind of middleware between you and your God. And I think that's a lot of what makes, I mean, for better or for worse.
It's better than it used to be, though, because now you have Terminal.
Well, there's open source under the hood.
There's Darwin. Yeah. So I think, and in some ways, Apple has lost its way. You could say Apple's lost its way. It's become more like a PC, where there's more ways to do the same thing, which was one of the advantages Apple had. It was what they called monotonous. That was an intentional user interface feature, was there's one way to do it. Mm-hmm. And, of course, a PC.
Back when people followed the human interface.
Exactly.
Right.
And the PC was always, there's 15 different ways, many of them completely obscured it or something. And PC people like that because they learned those ways.
Yeah.
But I think Apple's more like a PC now than it ever was.
Well, in the book of Jobalonians, verse 1,
there is an internal investigation,
of course. Verily, thou shalt trust in my decisions, for if I were to wish that the battery be replaced, it would be thusly so.
It would not be one, nor four, nor six batteries. It would be one
Please
battery.
Put a quarter in the Monty Python jar.
Exactly.
Engadget posted their sequence of events. This is coming from MacRumors.com.
We're back on
which involved the fake email. Well, I don't think we have another story, so
okay,
we might as well go with
this work.
Let me ask you a question. We're going to find high quality audiobooks.
You know, I'm glad you asked that question, actually.
I've been needing some high quality audiobooks.
You know what I think is going to happen? Someone's going to write a book about this entire episode, and we'll be able to get it from this incredible company.
You know
called?
What I'm listening to on Audible? The King of Comedy.
Really?
Yeah. Audible is bringing you this podcast, and we want to thank them for their support. 35,000 titles to choose from. You can talk if you want.
I just wanted to hear it. I just wanted to hear you do
you
it.
You want to hear me do it?
I want to hear the glory of Leo doing it.
35,000 titles to choose from. I've been an Audible subscriber since practically they started. And I love it. I get two books every month. There's lots of different ways to subscribe. If you've used iTunes, you've seen the recorded books on Audible. Mm-hmm. We're going to give you a free Audible download when you sign up today. You go to audible.com/MacBreak. We've got our own.
We got our own code.
Yeah, well, we don't want to be confused with Twit.
No.
Thank you.
Audible, totally different show.
Totally different show.
Totally different people.
Audible.com. Well, except for, never
except
mind.
For all of us.
Yeah, okay.
Okay.
Audible. Henry's never been on Twit.
Okay.
Oh, thank
we're goodness. Safe.
Make sure you give out Henry's URL.
HenryLaporte.com.
Yeah, what? I think one of the big...
That's going to be your catchphrase, I think.
What?
One of the big misconceptions about Audible, Leo, is that people act like it's some foreign thing. It's right there on iTunes.
Oh, yeah, it's really easy
It's right
to
there
do.
On iTunes.
Mm-hmm. I get... I've listened to so many good books. In fact, one of the things... We did this on Twitter, and we went on a little bit long. But we couldn't stop talking about our favorite audiobooks. There's some just great stuff.
Mine's Guerrilla Marketing.
I'm sitting here searching.
J. Conrad Levinson. Oh, classic. Does he read it or does somebody
He reads it.
One of the things I like about Audible
And by the way,
is,
he shouldn't have.
Well, and that's right. And, you know, a lot of the publisher-printed audiobooks have the author read it. That's a big mistake. One of the things I like about Audible is they've moved away from that considerably, and they use professional, and for most of the books now, professional readers. Yep. A lot of unabridged stuff, which is great.
Yeah, if you can imagine, you want to know, here's how you can imagine what his voice sounds like. Remember when the singular guy went up and did his thing with the note cards? Imagine that turned into sound.
You know, you wouldn't think
that was the way
the guy
this guy
who invented guerrilla marketing would be.
Here's what I want you to do.
So, okay, maybe don't get that one.
Yeah.
What are you listening to?
Stranger in a Strange Land.
Heinlein.
Yeah, a great reading from Audible. I forget who wrote it. Read it. But
it's Robert Heinlein.
They've got great.
No, that's who.
That's great sci-fi,
wrote it.
Though. Yeah,
who, I'm saying
Heinlein
who
doesn't read it. He's long gone.
He's long gone. But
oh, I'm sorry, I misunderstood the question.
This is like
no, I was stuttering. That's not your fault.
You know, it's like the end of Spinal Tap where Nigel Tufnel's talking about how he's listening to books on tape of authors being read by actors with the same last name. Treasure Island by Robert Louis Stevenson, read by McLean Stevenson.
It's a great idea.
Oh, that's funny.
I would note that, boy, big surprise here. One of my favorite books on tape is Getting Things Done by David Allen, which is available.
Oh, David does it.
David reads
it
himself.
Yeah,
and
it's good. I heard that.
He has a really nice, direct, very kind of clipped and fast delivery. And it's not a replacement for reading the book, but if you want to do a quick bone up, it's good. And if you rented a car, it's good. Pop it in and listen to it.
I listen to both fiction and nonfiction. I have to say, for instance, David Attenborough's biography of... it was not Truman, which is great. I've also read, but his most recent one is escaping me. But it's because Attenborough is the greatest reader. I mean, what a voice! Anyway, highly recommended. One of the nice things I like about Audible is once you bought it, you can download it anytime from Audible. So I have hundreds of books, and if I want to go back and reread a book, I can still download it from Audible.
It's still on there.
Isn't that nice?
That is nice.
iTunes doesn't do that.
And what was that coupon code?
Coupon code audible.com/MacBreak. A free book with your first
Free book.
Leo,
sign up today, though. You have to sign up.
I got to brag because I got you beat on the Audible thing. Only because I was working at IDEO when they were a client.
Oh,
me. And we designed, when they were just a startup, and we designed the Audible player.
Oh, really?
Because they originally had
the little one. They had their own player.
That black player,
yeah.
Right. Yes.
So. I never owned one of those. The first, get this, my first Audible device was a Diamond Rio.
Oh, me too.
Yeah.
The little silver one?
Yeah, little silver one.
That's the
one.
Best MP3 player I ever had.
I still have mine. You can have
awesome. 64 megs, and you can pop in an extra card.
But that's the neat thing. 64 megs is like 10 bucks.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
More than that.
Yeah.
They're like a meg or two each.
That thing was awesome.
No, that's not right. They're bigger than
I
that.
Used that until I bought my first iPod. I used that. Yep. I had that in a Creative Jukebox.
Do you know that that thing's in the Smithsonian?
The Rio?
The first
Rio?
The first player.
Oh, the Audible player. Really?
That's in the Smithsonian as the first player. And I can top that.
Yes, sir.
Because I shared the office space with Mitch Ratcliffe.
I remember Thomas Edison
Tacoma,
gave me a
Washington,
wax cylinder.
At the old City Hall.
Who's Mitch Ratcliffe?
Mitch Ratcliffe is the guy that was like one of the big first founders of Audible.
Audible.
Well, gosh, they really shouldn't have to pay us for
this. And it must be noted, I've been sitting here surfing the site while you guys are reminiscing about your golden years in the 90s. The areas of
back
my,
when you were 12.
The areas of my expertise by Mr. John Hodgman, the greatest audiobook of all time.
Oh, well, I'm downloading it right now.
I got to have
available.
That one.
It's
he is so funny.
And the book is baffling, but the audiobook with Jonathan Colton accompanying him on guitar.
I'm downloading it right now.
Now, does he read his own book?
To wonderful effect.
Oh, okay.
You learn how to tip the various people that work in a hotel.
Yeah.
Including the Starling Boy, how to get the starlings out of your room. You will learn.
Boy.
It is an entire book of all world knowledge in one book.
They do have like a My Next Listen, which is like the Netflix queue. Mm-hmm. But they should have Netflix has that Friends feature where friends could suggest. Mm-hmm. We should start that because I think that's really cool.
Yeah. Hey, we could start the Mac Break Weekly book club.
It's like a book group,
right?
Who cares about Oprah's book club?
Right. This is
it'll be the Mac Break Weekly.
Well, I can tell you a great one if you're into technology is Jeff Hawkins, the guy who started
Jeff Hawkins
Pilot,
awesome.
And his book on intelligence is fantastic.
His whole brain thing,
yeah. And that's on Audible, unabridged, read by a guy who sounds amazingly like Leonard Nimoy.
Ooh.
But is it?
Nothing wrong
but
with that.
Are you sure?
But no, it's not. That's the funniest thing. He sounds just like Leonard.
Not like Leonard.
I thought he was.
I can't do Leonard.
I am not Spock.
Oh, they got the new Al Gore book. They got The Assault on Reason, which should be arriving at my house
right
tomorrow.
Away. See? You could have bought it online and got it right.
You know that
that's the other thing. You download it immediately, and it's on there.
He has 330-inch.
Oh, stop.
That's in the queue. We got to talk about this later.
He has 330-inch.
Okay. And the messiest office I've ever seen.
Let's talk about it. But first, I just want to say one more time, audible.com/MacBreak. We thank them for their support.
Thanks, guys.
Thank you, Audible.
Thank you. Awesome.
Thank
you, Henry.
And it was Henry's thank you that mattered the most.
Yeah, because Henry knows he's getting a skate ramp if Audible pays up. So how do you know what Al Gore's office looks like?
We've seen the photo.
Was that in Time?
It was it was one of those photos that got pasted everywhere.
Never trust a guy with a clean office.
Yeah.
I say that as somebody with a pigsty office.
Yep. Well, let me say that in this case, you don't have to worry.
Well, he's definitely living the dream.
Clean office, dirty mind is what
he does.
I
have
say.
3 30-inch cinema displays.
He's definitely a piler.
Yeah, he's got piles.
Oh yeah, let's get a diagnosis from him.
And he's got he's got
an organized man.
He has a 42-inch plasma on the wall.
Okay, it strikes. I see a couple things happening in this picture.
analysis by Merlin Man.
Well, so it's
where
interesting.
Is it? First of all, tell us where it is.
This is at. If you go to MBW Ideas, you'll see it. It's a Time magazine, in partnership with CNN. And this is a photo essay on him. So you see him sitting in what looks like an Aeron chair. He's got are those 30-inch.
Three
30-inch displays running next to each other. So no, there's not going to be any more Gore Girls coming out of Tipper anytime soon. He's got a very...
Oh, you're
well, that's
cold.
A lot of radiation.
Oh,
am I wrong?
No, you're right.
And he's got a big...
That explains my problem.
He's got... that doesn't begin to explain
it's
your problem.
It's just the... Okay.
He's got a big, colorful, rainforest-looking frog on the wall. Now, he's... And I see that he... I see a couple things. First of all, he has a lot less straight-up memorabilia than a lot of famous guys, which I think is interesting.
No, there's just a big ceramic frog on the wall,
he's got a big
can't
frog.
Possibly be memorabilia.
Yeah, I mean, he's got some
fact,
stuff. I see, like,
so I'd
a
have
plate.
To question why that's there.
But this looks to me like a guy who works for a living.
Look at this. Three displays.
Yeah.
I think we said that already.
But I mean...
yeah, but, but until you see
when you
them,
see it, yeah.
It's kind of mind-boggling.
No, he's got, like, what would that be? Like, oh, like 6 feet wide.
Well, you know why he has to do that? Because he can't actually use his desk. Look at the crap on the desk.
he has a lot of post-it notes on each of those besides, so he really can maximize both vertical and horizontal surfaces for hoarding.
But I bet you he's one of those guys, though. I mean, he's a very bright guy.
Does that look like my office?
If you ask him, I bet he could find anything in that office in a second.
Pilers can do
you
that?
You think? I don't think so.
Oh, yeah.
Is that the way
a lot? A lot of pilers are very, very
I'm a piler.
Weirdly organized. Can you find stuff when you need
no.
it? No?
Well, is it a visual reference? Like, did they have a visual map?
Because once there was a day when
Kevin's
smart
room.
People read books.
Now, wait a minute. Now, is that so he's got a TV also. There's a sharp Atmos.
He's probably playing current. Probably playing current TV.
I think it's a 42-inch plasma. Yeah. Or something.
No, it's LCD. It's an Aquos. So I recognize the Aquos form factor.
What?
Huh?
What?
Say what?
Who?
He's got a presidential plate. And I'm thinking it's not a George W. Bush presidential plate.
No, it's the I should have been
president. It's the I invented the internet
plate. I should have been president.
I should have been president. You know, I wonder if he has an Al Gore presidential plate.
Probably does.
And then there's a box with an Apple logo on it. What do you think that is?
That's the board of directors.
For those of you at home, Leo is doing the old man look at the screen from about 2 inches there.
There's the control.
Why do they make it so small?
What is that down there?
Why are they printing things so tiny these days?
He's got his monocle out now,
ladies
and gentlemen.
It is funny, though, because a lot of guys who are as powerful as you know, somebody like this guy, you go in there and they got the kind of like the show office.
Yeah, yeah.
You know, where everything's all
perfectly
dusted
and clean. Well, that's what I've got over here. I got the show office.
This to me looks like a guy who works for a living.
With memorabilia.
Yeah.
Well, he looks like somebody who's spending a lot of time in Keynote.
Yes, he is. He's a Keynote guy.
Well, I would not mind having that set up a bit.
But he needs an exercise ball to sit on, I think.
You know what happened to mine?
I know that video.
My wife sits on one of those.
I'm surprised you're walking.
Mine exploded.
On air.
And he was sitting on it.
During,
it was funny.
During the recording of Twit. You got to listen to it.
Sometimes God sends us little signals. Maybe Leo, like, were you eating pie at the time?
You can buy my bicycle at the Mike's Bikes for about $450 if you want to get a little workout.
No, I'm fit.
But luckily your burrito stand was still in place.
But it's funny because we were just talking about this last week in Vancouver, how much you loved your...
I loved it.
And as a son of a chiropractor, I was very proud of you for doing it. Now I was worried when I heard you. I said, man, how's your spine?
Son of a chiropractor.
I landed on, you know, on... I landed fine.
Good.
I landed on something soft.
That's good.
My head.
Yeah.
But but I have ordered another one because you know I hear when you fall off you got to get right
you
back
get right
on.
Back
so
on.
You, this is a little bit of a rat hole, but I'll tell you, I got an email from someone who said Leo's exercise ball seat exploded, and then this is the part that really tripped me out. He goes, now Scott is a podcasting expert, I have a technical question for you. Which would be a better mic to record that, a PR40 or a lavalier? I swear to God, I got that.
Well, listen, because I think you'll think the PR40 picked up everything.
I think it was a great sound.
I think I can smell Alex making a new podcast right now.
he wanted to know, it would it be better to record that and as if he was hoping to duplicate it.
47 minutes and 42 seconds into Twit number 98.
Yeah.
You'll just
hear
listen.
This.
What happens is I'm talking along, you hear a... It's kind of muffled.
No, it's a big sound. Bigger than I thought. It's like, holy whoa.
And then I'm off mic.
laughing maniacally.
Laughing maniacally off mic. Because I just plummeted 3 feet.
And the rest of the guys are like, okay, well, we'll keep going on the story.
Yeah.
Then you pop right back like the pro that you are.
Well, you know, I had my assistant there, and he immediately came up. He picked me up and dusted me off.
Which assistant was that?
This was Dane, and he rolled a chair in. He's very good.
Good thing you got the bigger of the two assistants to help out.
Yeah, Katie would not have helped.
Right.
All right, now, top 100 products of 2007, ladies and gentlemen. I have in my hands...
All of them?
From PC World, every... The best. Mm. What are you laughing at?
He's You're doing print. Carson, and it's always funny.
Yeah, because, you know, we really appreciate what PC Mag
Actually,
has
I'm,
to say
I'm
about
doing
Mac.
Ed McMahon. This was kept on Funk and Wagnall's porch in a hermetically sealed mayonnaise jar.
You are right, sir.
Continue,
sir.
And actually, I don't see any Apple products in the first eight. Huh.
Now, there's a shocker. From PC Mag? Now, what was
PC World last year, Apple products were all over the top 100.
Well, I mean, that's where I go for my Mac news.
Me too.
Yeah. See?
What magazines do you read, Henry?
Well, Transworld.
What's that about?
What is Transworld? What is
I don't know that we want to know this
Transworld
answer.
Transworld skateboarding.
Oh.
I like that.
Yeah, we get it now.
By the way, do you recognize my name, Henry? Scott Bourne?
No.
Doesn't mean anything to you?
Have you been banned from MySpace or something?
No, because Scott Bourne...
He's one of those predators.
Here's the thing. Scott Bourne is the world champion skateboarder from Australia.
Not this one.
Do you know that Scott Bourne? He's looking at you and trying to put that together.
Henry, have you ever heard of T9? It's a way of using your phone.
You're a T9.
I actually get email occasionally for this guy.
Yeah.
And
do people tell you you're radical and vertical?
Yeah, they say all kinds of things which I don't understand. But my favorite was a guy sent me an email going, "Why are you pretending to be a podcaster? You're a world famous skateboarder. Why do you have to be?
Like the pretending part.
I'm like, well, I guess maybe these aren't real podcasts.
We all got to pretend to be something.
I'm a pretend podcast.
Oh, no, Leo, number nine, you got the Tiger. It's number nine.
Number nine is Tiger.
You got Apple TV at 11.
Just to give you some perspective here. Number one, Google Apps, which I would not have put number one. That's bizarre.
That's bizarre.
Yeah, exactly.
Intel Core.
In my hands.
I had. Intel Core 2 Duo. Okay, I'd put that in there.
Those go in Max.
Not the PlayStation 3, not the Xbox 360, the Nintendo Wii.
You know it.
Too bad.
Hey, do you have Zelda on the Wii?
Looks good. Yeah, I played Zelda, and all I could do was make a horse gallop in a circle for 30 minutes. Madeline kept going, "Go back to the meadow." And I said, "I can't make the horse leave."
Let's not skip over this. I want to see what Henry thinks.
When it comes to tennis,
Verizon Fios.
Wait, I want to know, Henry.
What's your system?
Which console? Xbox, PlayStation 3, or Wii?
He's just stuck with what Dad got.
Which is?
Xbox 360.
Okay, is that the one you prefer?
Yeah.
He loves it. Yeah, he loves it.
You haven't obviously played the PlayStation 3.
I haven't played the Wii. Henry Tejas has the Wii.
His other friend.
Oh, okay.
They're both named Henry. Imagine the confusion that ensues.
No doubt.
Well, I'm Hank. I don't know why you call me Henry.
Okay. Yeah. Is it worth getting the Xbox 360
over.
Elite?
Now let me ask you a question,
this is
Hank.
Hank Laporte.
Okay.
I don't know why you call me Henry, man. Who's this Henry you're talking about?
You're not
I am
Henry.
I'm Hank. Verizon Fios RIM BlackBerry 8800. Which,
as long as the BlackBerry service continues, you'll be fine.
Parallels Desktop. That's a Mac product. Really.
Oh my God!
Number eight.
You can also use that for the. I did that for the Linux. I got the Linux running with.
You know
Parallels.
What? You're gonna like this, Scott.
Yeah.
Number seven, Pioneer Elite 1080p.
Nothing
HD.
Wrong with that choice.
And the Pro, the one you've got.
Hey, my RAID drive is number eight.
That's mine too. You have it in front?
Yeah.
Me too.
The 1 point.
Love it. The terabyte.
Yeah, it's great.
Love it. Isn't
you know what
best?
I like? I like.
What
the,
did you name yours, Craig?
I like.
Mine's named Hank Sella.
I call this one 7 of 9. I love the Hank's catchphrase.
That's
once
his catchphrase.
Again.
What?
I like the web interface for that. I've got to tell you.
Oh, it's awesome. It's and your backs up in the background automatically works with Mac and Windows. It's just great. This is a network attached storage.
I like these products. These are good products.
Apple Tiger. That's number nine. Is that the best Apple product to put on that list?
Heck no.
This is for this year. For 2007.
That's
kind of weird.
Apple TV does make it in there after.
Well, why not put the 65 Mustang in there? 11. I mean, hasn't Tiger been out for a couple of years?
65 Mustang.
You know what I like? I like that with the hexagon grill.
Yeah,
that's a nice unit.
360 is on here, but down to number 18. I'm looking for other Mac stuff. You know, right there isn't a lot of
Apple
Mac
TV,
stuff on
Firefox, Skype 80 gig 3. iPod.
Site speed, that works on the Mac, right? Yeah, uh-huh.
80 gig iPod. Nah, you know.
Yeah, that's down number 26.
That's a repeat.
Dig. Dig is number 58.
Yeah, that's why Dig is high.
iTunes 61.
YouTube, Firefox, Picasa, D80, Skype.
So are like...
I would have ranked Skype higher than Google Apps.
Oh, yeah.
What's frankly. Google Apps?
It's Google's got a spreadsheet and a calendar, and it's just on
What's
Google.
What's a spreadsheet?
Never mind.
Okay.
You don't need to know that.
What? Here's the backpack that was made What's from T9? An old Mac Plus. That's number 12.
What was that?
It's a Lala. Backpack that was made from...
I don't know if you guys have even seen
Microsoft
this story.
Office 2007. Why would that even be on the list?
Because they bought a big ad right next to it.
Oh, my God.
MacBook Pro at 82.
All right,
82.
Now I think
that should be much higher.
The MacBook Pro should be the highest rated Apple product.
What's MacBook Pro?
Agreed.
Okay, Henry. Enough.
His name's Hank. This one.
I'm sorry.
Yeah, Hank.
Who is
Jeez,
Henry?
Dead.
Dell XPS 410 comes in ahead of the MacBook Pro.
That's insane.
That's wrong.
That's just so wrong.
I don't think so.
Okay.
Who?
What's next? Dogs and cats living together?
Exactly.
So MacBook Pro should be at the top.
This we did this list last year. Not on this show because we weren't around last year, but on Twitter, and there was a lot more Mac stuff on this. I'm a little disappointed.
Well, I think we should make our own list.
I'll do the Dvorak thing for lists. Well, you know, they get these guys in a room and they throw darts.
These things are meaningless. Dvorak.org/blog.
So John Foster sends us a link from John Foster. Lost.
Is it now a video game?
A video game.
Really?
Have you played it?
I have not. I'm going to download it tonight.
It's for the iPod, though. You could play it on your iPod, Henry.
Lost,
like the TV show.
But what kind of game would it be?
Well, it's an adventure game.
Well, you spend a lot of time being
I bet it's very absorbing first, and then over time makes less and less sense.
Yeah.
Each part
of the game gets longer and longer.
You roll around the click wheel, roll around the thumb.
That's stupid.
Here it is. Look, I know.
They haven't figured out the ending of the game yet, so we have to... Keep downloading.
Cool.
It looks good.
It went from that stupid to cool in 4.9
minutes. Well,
that's because it was
looks cool.
A girl in the picture.
A girl.
Who do you like?
Sarah Glasgow.
Which one's she?
I have no idea.
Is that your girlfriend?
Yep.
That's not somebody in the TV show.
What?
He gets points for...
I've never seen Lost. I've seen it once with Abby.
He gets
Abby
points for mentioning
scared.
His girlfriend.
Oh. Smooth move.
Hank,
formerly Henry. Very smart.
Here, look at the game and tell us what you think of it, because there it is on iTunes.
Oh, can I play it?
No, we don't have
it here yet.
You have to download we'll download it tonight on that.
It's only $5.
Yeah, see?
Cheap.
Bad. Deal.
I still think that the games... On the iPods are for $5. I think it's a good deal.
If the game's any good. The only one I've played is Bejeweled, and it's okay. I mean, I love the game Bejeweled, but the interface
I tried it.
For $5, though. I mean, considering that, you know, you got to spend like $60 for one of these other games.
I bought, was it, I think it was like Sudoku. And it was
bad
like
choice.
Pulling teeth.
Yeah, bad choice.
So something like maybe Pac-Man.
The poker game is good. Mahjong is good. I've got both those. I like them both.
I don't think the click wheel is good enough for skill games.
No, probably not.
It's not enough resolution.
Now, there might be all right for Lost, because all you're doing is wandering around, right? Aiming left, right, up,
down. It'll be interesting to see how they adopt the interface when those games port over to the iPhone.
Mm-hmm.
Because you won't have the click wheel.
You think they will? Do you think they'll put them on the iPhone?
I'm thinking they will.
They'll update them.
I'm thinking they will.
You can just draw your finger across.
Yeah, exactly. Now, maybe not originally. Maybe not when the phone ships. But, I mean, I think they're going to move everything. Because you got to assume.
One feature of the iPhone that you think really is...
Well, see, I'm a pretty basic user, Leo, so I don't have that high of expectations.
You think it's the pinch?
The pinch thing is a big deal, I can tell you.
Pinch thing is good. The accelerometer-based
I'll tell you, this is a very simple feature.
This phone does that.
Here's a very simple feature that I think is really going to save me time. And this is all about time. You can get a list of your voicemail.
Yes.
And you can skip down to the person you
want
to hear.
Any phone could
voicemail.
Do that, though. All it takes... This phone could do it. Any phone could do it as long as you have the carrier implemented. That's a carrier feature. That's not a phone feature.
So do we have any other carriers that are doing that?
It depends. I'm thinking because nobody's announced it, Singular must have patented it.
So the point being is that I don't care if everybody else can do it. I'm talking about the guy that's going to do it.
Singular could put it on any of their phones, though.
But maybe I'm sure they struck a deal.
But the point being is that...
That's the reason Apple's sticking with Singular.
That's the newest rumor, 5 years with Singular.
It is 5 years. I get a lot of voicemail, and I have to listen to mindless voicemail from people I don't know.
Random access voicemail is a great idea.
Somebody I really want to talk to, I'll go to that one. Secondly, I actually believe that it will sync. which I know you all got that figured out, but I haven't been able to do that.
This third, sixth grade.
Third, I actually may be able to use the SMS text messaging features here because I've not been able to do that on my previous phones.
Yeah. Right.
So I know that you all are much more adept at this than I am.
Henry's
so,
going to MySpace. Get off of there. Scott's not there anymore.
I'm not there anymore. I think those are kind of the big things.
I'm sorry. Uncle Scott's not there
don't
anymore.
Change my
Skater Boy 92.
That's me. And I do think the pinch thing is really cool. If you use it a couple of times, you're pretty impressed by how it works. And I actually think my prediction is we will see it on the iMac soon.
Mm-hmm. Interesting.
I think we'll get the whole Minority Report thing.
Interesting, unless you've listened to any of the last 20 Mac weeklies.
I've listened to them all. But have you heard the rumor or the patent stuff about the interface on the back?
I have.
On the back?
On the back of
What's
device.
On the back?
Apple did some filing about some feel interface on the back of devices.
So, oh, yeah, that patent. You know, I see these things.
Phone butt?
And no, it's actually, they're going to try to do what they did with your
Samsung.
But no, I think the problem is you can't read patents and then say that's a product. That's
no,
just Apple
can't.
Patenting everything in the world in case, right?
Right.
Yeah. And look at these, Microsoft saying, well, Linux has 235 patents of ours. It's just why you do that stuff to make some money on it.
I think patents are going to be less relevant going forward into the next decade than they were last decade.
I think less.
I agree.
Did you say that? I agree with you.
I think it'll be less relevant than they were in the past decade.
Do you think going forward the patents are going to be more or less relevant?
Less.
Should we compare and contrast the present and the future?
Well, thanks to the Supreme Court, we know that's true.
Mm. Yeah, the eBay case started that trend. And you know what's first to go, and I'm glad for it? Process patents.
Yes.
I hate process the process patents. Jeff Bezos started that.
With a one click.
Yeah, and it drives me nuts.
Yeah. That's patenting instead of patenting something
that you invented. It's patenting the steps you take to do something.
I heard you can patent like accounting.
You can patent accounting methods.
Methods?
Yeah.
Wow. That's ridiculous. Yeah. And that's the problem. You know, with a copyright, you actually have to put code in there. You have to say, you know, here's my copyrighted code.
Well, see, the difference between a copyright and a patent, you cannot copyright an idea.
Right.
You can copyright the expression of an idea.
Which is the way a patent should be.
That's exactly right.
I think.
That's exactly
Maybe
right.
Maybe I'm wrong.
We're all in agreement.
As soon as the Supreme Court contacts us for our opinion, we'll get them set straight.
Yeah. So, unfortunately, now, if I were at home, instead of in this fancy studio, I could actually play this South Park Get a Mac ad. But instead, no, I have to hold it up to the microphone.
Oh, just gosh. Like Bill Monroe.
Oh,
yeah, that's right. You were on the stage
off.
Of the Ryman Theater.
I turned
Theater.
The sound off.
Oh, you turned the sound off.
If you were to give me some advance notice, Leo, we could have accommodated
this. I know.
In the fancy studio, we have all
we
sorts
have
of
wires.
Do we have ways? Do you have a thing I could plug into this?
Not at this particular
I think people
moment.
Would be surprised how modest things are in here, Scott. I'm actually seated in a rocking chair. I'm in a rocking chair that's missing an arm.
How many studios do you go to that have a pickle barrel, though? Come on, let's be honest.
You know, this is just so unfair.
And there's that bucktooth boy with the banjo outside.
Oh, you mean your twin brother?
Yeah, my twin brother. Yeah. Pickle Barrel Joe.
Pickle Barrel Joe. All right. Anything else? Any other stories we want to mention here before we let Craig Severson go to his daughter's t-ball game or whatever it is he's got to do?
Her play.
Her play?
Yeah, what play?
Shakespeare.
Oh,
really?
As we like it.
Oh, I did that.
Oh, that's fantastic.
Yep. I was Orlando Dubois.
You were?
Is she Rosalind, the fair Rosalind?
No, she's... What's the other one? The other female.
I can't remember.
I forgot.
I was in love with Rosalind, so I didn't pay any attention to that.
Yeah.
As I remember, Adam, it was upon it.
I actually can remember
some of the first lines from that thing. Best part was I got to wrestle somebody for a girl's hand.
Yes.
What?
Long time ago, dude. Long time ago.
Yeah, that's going to work out really well, I think, as a catchphrase.
It's going to be it's totally going to be huge.
I think you should register what.com.
Is that a new thing that the 5-year deal?
That's just recently become evident. And
does that mean no one else can sell this? You know, Verizon can't sell an iPhone? It means
not in the United States.
Obviously, Rogers will get it in Canada.
It looks like Rogers in Canada, and it looks like T-Mobile in Europe. That's what we're hearing.
T-Mobile in the U.S.? Nine.
Negative.
Nine.
Now, and I tell you what, a 5-year deal, that is a long deal for Apple to make. I mean, they don't like to do the deals like that.
What leverage did AT&T have that they could...
Well, I think the deal was they were like, we're going to have to... Like, for instance, I'll tell you something that happened. On May 20th at midnight, 1,800 stores simultaneously... In one fell swoop, all the employees came in and changed all the branding in 1,800 singular stores
right,
to AT&T. Say AT&T. So by the 21st, when everybody came to work,
that's pretty impressive.
They were like, they walked by their place of business thinking, where's my store? Right. Because it looked differently. I mean, that kind of coordination obviously cost them some bucks, and they're like going to Jobs, hey man, if you want us to do all this stuff, you got to have, we got to be, you know, assured that we're going to have some skin in the game for a long time. Mm-hmm. And then of course, you know, at the end of 5 years, who knows, but.
Did you see this article on the unofficial Apple weblog on using a Newton?
I did see that.
For your do-it-yourself planning?
which was proof that our Newton discussion the other day was relevant.
It's not irrelevant. Yeah, exactly. It's not obsolete. I might have to try this.
I was hoping you were going to bring the Newton down.
I was going to bring it. I'm sorry. Yeah, I'll bring it next time.
Poised and ready to go,
Can we do the show here again?
Yes, we can do as often as you like.
I want that Andy Anatko computer. That $10 MIT computer he got.
You know,
that sounded pretty foxy.
I'm going to tell you guys. A friend of mine, Liana Lehua, showed me how.
Say that again.
Liana Lehua.
I love it.
That's great.
She's Hawaiian.
I want to know her.
And she works for Damon Wayans.
It's all liquids.
And she has this NEC, little NEC 10-year-old laptop thing that cost like $1,100 10 years ago, mm-hmm. which you can buy for $30.
Isn't that what
bucks.
Andy Anatko was talking about?
And it comes with Word and all kinds of stuff on it.
Sounds like what he's got.
That's what he's got. Yeah.
And she showed this thing to me. She tricked it out with Linux.
Mm-hmm.
It's amazing.
She should get her on the show.
We're going to have her on the show.
Obviously.
She's a complete, straight up, total geek.
Wow.
And she went to GMT. That's where I met her.
Right.
That's one place I would like to see Linux more ways. I mean, like to me, I got Parallels going and put Linux on my Mac, but it was sort of like, well, you know,
Nokia 800 Linux.
She's managed to figure out how you can do Wi-Fi on it. You can write to a compact flash.
Our
card
Pioneer
on it.
HDTV Linux.
Yeah.
Did you know that?
Wow.
So anyway, these little devices are coming back in vogue. This was $1,100 10 years ago.
I'm telling
so
you, cool. If you could find a Scion 3A, I miss that sucker. You put a color screen in that thing, it'd be better than anything out there right now. Let's do our software picks of the week and then wrap this thing up. Merlin, man, I'm going to make you start because I usually make you end this.
Yeah, no problem. I just came across this today. I've been a little bit off the grid lately, but Matt Jones, who's a really terrific writer and technology guy and English person, just released something the other day that should be of interest to people who use TextMate. You know, there's a million different things out there for doing wikis. I mean, obviously, there's stuff like MediaWiki. It's hard to beat MediaWiki for having a full-on wiki. VoodooPad is fantastic if you want to. Very tricked out wiki on your Mac desktop. But he was frustrated with the idea that all of this stuff was in varying degrees in some kind of specialized format or a proprietary format. And so he put together this really modest little bundle for TextMate that basically lets you have a text-only wiki inside of TextMate that runs off of a Mac folder and a bunch of text
files. I'm liking this.
So he made a bundle. You
great
install
idea.
It literally
it's a TextMate bundle.
It literally takes like 60 seconds to set this up. You go and you... So basically, you know how in TextMate you can drag a folder onto TextMate and that turns into a project?
Right.
You basically create a file and start typing, and when you get camel case, you put the cursor on the camel case and hit enter, and it generates a new text file. So you can.
This is a great idea.
It's a really great idea. If you just want a full on, super easy, like, you know, kind of stripped down, but, you know, text rich way to do this, that's really cool. And then I would just note anything you can do with Quicksilver in text, you can do with this. So you can generate new files, you can append and prepend, all of that. It's text. So
did you say prepend?
He did. I heard it.
So
he
wanted to double check.
Puts it at the front of the file. it's terrific. So I just wrote this up this afternoon at 43folders.com. It's easier than sending to you to his URL, which is longer. But I really, if you use TextMate and like it, I'd recommend checking it out. I don't know if I'll have a direct use for this like today, but it seems pretty neat in terms of flexibility. If you're one of those folks who likes to live on a stick or in your iPod, it's
I'm
a great way to
bad.
Move stuff around.
Ever since you turned me on to Coda, I haven't used TextMate much, so I need a new use for
real.
TextMate.
You're doing your editing in Coda.
Coda's great.
I want Coda to add in just a little bit more.
It will.
IDE magic.
They've already done 3 updates. I mean, I think it's very close.
Yeah.
They clearly are heading in the right direction.
Do they have snippets
direction.
In Coda? They don't have snippets.
No, see, that's the thing. There's some of this functionality. The bundles and snippets capability of TextMate is remarkable.
TextMate's amazing because, I mean...
And you can use TextMate with Coda. I mean, it'll interface to it.
I think one of the things that made TextMate so... I mean, you've been able to do this in BBEdit with a little bit of hacking, but the fact that it's so plugged into the terminal from the time that you turn it on, it just gives you so much power. Mm. But anyway, it's at interconnected.org. Interconnected.org. Just look for his plain text wiki article where you can see it on 43 folders.
Get it from 43.
And so that's my pick.
Awesome. Craig Severson, did you bring us a pick?
I did bring you a pick. I'm not sure if this is an historic MacBook Weekly break.
The show is called Mac Break Week.
For those of you who are not here, Craig is having a stroke.
Thank you.
That's kind of sad, isn't it?
No,
not sure. Circus elephant, peanut sky.
Definitely Tourette's. Definitely Tourette's.
Oh boy.
But you see, my MacBook Pro went dark.
Oh,
and then
I'm sorry.
I said MacBook Week Pro. No, but see, my pick's on there. But I remember it. And what I'm saying is, you guys might have talked about this before, but it's iStat Pro.
I love it.
We like it, though.
Do it again.
You can do it again. It's been updated.
Voyager 4.
Yeah. Voyager 4.
Yeah. Voyager 4, which is a
that would be the one right after 3.
It comes right after 3 there.
Yeah, Definitely three. And right before 5.
Oh, boy.
But you know, I really find I like it.
we can totally do a Zoom.
Yeah, because
10 minutes to walk. Well,
I told you that guy called me about it.
Obi and Anthony, we want your job.
Because I can monitor things that are going on.
You know, we need though. We need a hot chick just to laugh.
Oh my God, Leo, you're so crazy.
Yeah, that's what we need. Henry, you want to do that?
Yeah.
What?
Yeah.
And then, it actually has utility. Even I'm geeking out. Yes, but I'm fine.
I would be prepared. Just tell the nice people what iStat does.
Thank you for reminding me of the basic functionality.
Small thing.
We're trying to get to the story here.
iStat gives you kind of a dashboard look at all of the kind of major functions that are going on with the guts of your machine. The CPU use, the memory use, hard drives, network, etc. And you can add different panels and take them away. So it gives, but the one thing I like about it, it's beautifully designed, and I'm always a big fan of that. So it's a beautiful UI. It gives me at a glance a way to tell, am I overworking the CPU or is my memory being a little funky because if I launch Photoshop and then quit it, it doesn't always go away. So I've actually found I've had much more utility in figuring out exactly how to, you know, make stuff work better. So it comes as a widget. I don't know.
Why is everyone looking?
Yeah, there's also an app. It's an app and a widget.
He's playing the game.
Yes. I'm getting ready for my thing.
Ah, okay. Merlin.
No, I'm listening.
Yeah, I know. I appreciate that. No, it comes as a widget.
They're over here playing Robotron. I don't know what they're doing.
But the developers of said product, iSlayer, gave me instructions on how to make that widget always live on the desktop. And I'm sure you know this is some sort of terminal little bucket.
Yeah, there's a way to do that. Yeah.
Craig, that's very interesting, but I'd rather hear about Leo's.
All right. Jesus.
What's the trick? Isn't there also a way you can do that in the GUI where you bring up dashboard and then you select a certain thing
that's
while
what
you
they
close
gave
everything
They gave
else.
Them that trick. Yeah, there's a way to do that.
That's badass.
If you do one line in the terminal.
The terminal will do it, but there's also a way to do it. It's a developer thing. It's a debug thing.
And didn't the iStat, the new one... I'm trying to help you here because they're
doing
video
great.
Games.
You know, I really appreciate
but didn't they also add? Did they add some stuff up in the menu bar? They've just added some new.
It's in beta.
Whose pick is this?
No, I think it's a good pick.
It's a good.
Thank
pick.
You.
And there is an application version as well, and I use it. No, it's on here. If you want,
and I'm the one asking for Adderall.
Look at iStat Pro.
You're right.
Let's ride bikes. See right there.
Yeah. Looks like mine.
Definitely iStat
Pro. Oh boy.
You know what I like it for is temperature monitoring.
Yes,
I gotta tell you.
And the other thing that's really cool
on the back of this thing.
The other thing that's really cool is you can tell how many battery times your battery's been cycled.
That's what I use it for right there. I like the battery thing.
Good pick, Craig.
I love it. But let's get to Leo's pick.
Do you want to do yours first?
I'll do my pick. All right. My pick is a surprising pick. It surprises me anyway.
What?
Notepad for Windows.
No. My pick is it costs exactly one Alex.
Uh-huh.
$700 or thereabouts. And it's something I really didn't think I was going to recommend because it's something I really didn't think I was going to use or like. But I bought it and I like it, and it's Photoshop CS3.
Really?
And here's why.
Because should I buy it?
I'll tell you why. Mostly because of Bridge.
The new bridge.
Take it to the bridge.
Bridge used
better
to...
Better than Aperture?
Now here's the thing. Different. It's very Aperture-like. They've stolen... No, I shouldn't say that.
Uh-oh.
They've borrowed... Oh, they've been inspired by several things in Aperture. And the ability, particularly to do metadata, is amazingly improved. Mm-hmm. The speed with which you can use Bridge, it used to be really clunky and slow.
Right.
And you can organize your files. You have multiple views like you do in Aperture. And I have to tell you, when you combine it with, here's where it gets powerful. When you combine it with Adobe's new Camera Raw converter, it's stunning. Because the new Camera Raw converter is so good, you rarely will actually need to go into Photoshop to adjust your photos. Mm-hmm. If you're any kind of competent photographer, you're getting close to the camera.
And you're using Nikon or Canon?
I use Canon.
Yeah.
And the the Camera Raw conversions through that into Bridge provide quite a seamless and quick workflow that has me once again, for the first time in a year and a half, using Photoshop. And what's even more shocking, for the first time since 1994, I bought this thing. I didn't get a beta.
Mr. Aperture.
I'm still using the beta.
Yeah.
Does it sound like it's worth upgrading?
I think so.
But not to the whole suite, just the Photoshop?
Yeah, just the photo. I didn't get all the other stuff because I don't care about that, because I don't want to spend 45 minutes waiting for something that's PDF to open in an Adobe product versus a preview. But I got to tell you, on the Bridge and ACR side, the photographic capabilities of CS3 made it worth it to me.
What's the MacBook cover version of Bridge? Because people talk about this a lot, and I don't exactly understand it. What is it? What is Bridge?
Bridge is basically a photo organizer or any kind of media asset. It's a media asset. It will actually organize any media
like
asset.
Like iView Media?
It's similar to iView Multimedia Pro, and it allows you to do quite a bit of keywording and, you know, you can sort things. You can do slideshows from it. You can change
somebody like you who takes a metric ass load of pictures every year. That's really
it's
useful
actually
to
double metric ass load. But yeah, I do.
So you're not using. What do you manage all that in? You're managing it in Bridge.
I've been managing things in Aperture for a year and a half.
Okay.
And I used to think Bridge sucked. In fact, so much so that I went around deleting it from people's computers without their knowledge. I just didn't want them to even have it on their computer. It was so bad.
Uncle Scott's a hoot, isn't he?
You're a software activist.
Yeah.
I don't like this.
I would say, quick, look, there's Paris Hilton nude on a bicycle. When they turned around, I would delete Bridge.
What is this? Just delete it.
They would say, Scott, my computer's not working right. Oh, it's this nasty Bridge. Let's get rid of it. But now,
this.
I have to tell you, my apologies to Adobe. It is wonderful.
Actually great news, because this is something everybody gets free with Photoshop, and it's extremely useful,
and I paid for it.
Yeah. Okay. What are they getting for just Photoshop? Like, what is it, like
it's
500?
Like $700 bucks.
But you didn't do an upgrade.
I didn't upgrade, because I had to buy a clean copy, because my last copy was a couple of versions ago beta. When Aperture came out, I switched to Aperture.
I have a CS2, but I upgraded from CS1 to CS2.
You can still upgrade.
You just continue.
Now, you may have to phone in to do the upgrade. Okay. By the way, if you have trouble with the upgrade, this is something Adobe doesn't tell you. All you have to do is call in, and they'll go ahead and tell you, seriously, this is like a video game. They'll say, click on this secret place on the Adobe logo, and they'll tell you to enter a code, and that'll get you
that's
going.
That's awesome.
Yeah. Nice.
They're usually pretty nice about it. However, be forewarned, don't buy it and expect to install it on a weekend, because they're not there.
They're not there.
All right, trivia question for you. Name the movie.
Okay.
Can we get to the question?
Kid's game, isn't he?
He's not any kind of program, Sock. He's a user.
It's a Disney movie.
Yes, very
good. It's an animated movie.
Semi-animated. In fact, it was the first movie to combine live action
it
and
involves
animation.
Tron. I didn't get to my third clue.
This is a free program. Oh, I just cursed.
It's a light cycle game?
It's a light cycle game.
Oh. But I do have to, I tell you, the soundtrack wasn't bad.
Now I see why they were ignoring
it. I don't remember.
Was it Vangelis?
Something like that. It was good.
It was a good soundtrack. You're right. I forgot
this is,
about that.
I wish
Jeff
you all
Bridges in a light suit, though.
I wish you all could see this, because it is fantastic.
That looks pretty cool.
This is a really great game.
Where
do you get
this?
It's on Megatron. It's free. No way.
Free, I like that.
Free. It also is available not just for Mac, but for... It's multiplayer. So you could if we all put it on our Macs right now, we could play against each other. Against other people on Linux and Windows, which I like not leaving out those Windows folks. And
who,
Linux.
Who? Oh, yeah.
Yeah, it's Armagetron. Armagetron.
So they got the word Tron in there.
Tron's
they just had
in
to stick
there.
It at the
or,
end.
Or Magitron or Armagetron. It's a community, kind of an open source community development, and very impressive. Very
That's
impressive.
One of the coolest looking games I've seen on a Mac.
Tron Clone in 3D runs very, very well. But now I'm told, because I'm not great at these games. I don't have the Twitch. But I'm told for advanced people, there's a lot of neat, really good advanced features.
You're like a pro.
Thank you very much, son.
Is he good?
That skate ramp is coming your way.
I was going to say, why are you handing your child a dollar?
Hank? Hank, what do you call people who play a lot of World of Warcraft?
Nerds.
Yeah, thank you.
Why do you play that game? I'm not kidding.
He's so embarrassed.
Really? Yeah. It's not cool anymore.
Do you face trouble at school? People know your dad plays that?
Some of my friends do. Yeah.
They caught me playing.
Oh, man. Nothing's worse for a kid than seeing his dad get caught at...
I had to pull my pants on.
You thought people at that one company would like you more if you played with them. You're like, yeah, I just play.
You know,
that wouldn't be audible.com, would it?
Children are a blessing.
Did they like me more, Henry?
No, they didn't. I don't know.
We'll fix it in post.
And I want to point out that Leo had the choice to pot up or pot down the mic.
His son's on. But, he's been good. He hasn't.
He's only added, up until now, he hasn't embarrassed.
He's only added to the show somewhat. Anyway, I know that you're downloading it right now, Merlin Man, our Megatron. We want to thank you for bringing the wooden box,
well,
Craig Severson.
I'm really disappointed.
What is that wooden box?
This show, is usually you get to Mac News like 2 hours into the show, if you get into Mac News at all. So I was prepared.
Did you bring a rat hole?
Whoa.
Oh, my God.
Now, I have to describe this. It's a beautiful wooden box.
Oh, that is cool.
It's a funky old
box. It's a beautiful wooden box. It has an iPod Nano strapped to the lid. And a set of speakers. He opened it up, and it just plays Rat Hole.
Rat Hole!
And it sounds fantastic.
A tremendous device.
It sounds fantastic. Everybody's whipping out their cameras here.
This is an old Petanque box.
Petanque?
So yeah, it's like took out the Petanque sphere.
That's that game where you roll the balls. Yeah.
What is Rat Hole?
Rat Hole? Oh, it's just a little
it's
something.
It's what this show usually is, but you know what? You guys were very good this time.
Do you know, I think we should actually petition the court to each of us change our middle name to Pitiful. I mean, this is the only thing I can think of.
That we're so excited about this.
That's really cool.
Well, I didn't get to use it.
It looks like it might have been designed by Jonathan Ive. It has that sense of fit and finish.
It's signed by Mr. Ive himself.
Is that an Odeo product there?
You worked at IDEO at one point, right, Craig?
Yeah, for about 10 years.
Oh, not just one point, many points.
Yes, yeah.
And is that the kind of thing they would have sanctioned?
No. This is more of the found art and junk art collection. I mean, you know, the iPod is busted.
This is more of your agit props.
Yeah, exactly. with the white tape. And I wanted to make
carrying
it look
that everywhere you go. And, you know, he was so coy. I mean, we knew he had this all through the show.
Yeah, he set this thing down on my beautiful recording table. I'm like, what's this funky box doing?
I like it. It's a petanque box. I thought maybe we were going to play petanque after
the
show.
What you really should do, Craig, is next time you're making a presentation for, like, some high-end design thing, you should say, well, I've been working on this a long time, and here's my prototype, and sit down and start with that. You know,
right.
They're all going to go, what?
Does it play music? Yes, as a matter of fact.
There are a few things in my life that I'm truly proud of. Today I'm going to show you one of them.
Now, see, if Steve Jobs would have only thought to build his boombox that well, they might have actually sold a few of them.
That's pretty slick.
Actually, it has the feel of an original Apple. It's got that wooden original Apple feel.
It does. It could be Apple One.
Glue that in there.
No, that's just a piece of white tape.
Do you guys...
Do you wish he was your father?
Yes, I do.
Damn you, Craig Severson.
You're never going to get a skate ramp from me.
What do they call that? Alienation of affection? That's Scott, do I have a case?
Yeah, I think so. Hey, you know, it is interesting. I just got to thinking, I would probably rather have that than the official Apple boom bomb.
Yeah.
What, the iPod Hi-Fi?
Yeah.
Whatever happened to that piece?
Well, it really kind of came and went, didn't it?
It did reinforce for me the possibility that Apple could screw up the iPod.
I think it's a perfect example. In fact, remember, Steve Jobs said, I'm getting rid of my stereo.
Here's what's funny about it, because look at what came up in the breach. That's this whole separate market now. There's all these people doing all this, like the M-Audio stuff.
Sure.
But they were, though, all
along, and that was what was odd, was that here's this massive market already. Yeah.
Well, though,
and Apple says, oh, wait a minute, we've got something.
Yeah. Well, I have to say, the $139 little JBL thing that they gave in our speaker bags at Macworld sounds better.
No,
and only takes up about 6 inches on your desk. Mm-hmm. And in fact, we have one sitting right here behind me, which we use in the Bango Studios.
You've heard Alex's M Station.
That's
the one you want.
But that's like a monster, though. That's
what I like to do with my M Station, my M Audio? Right. I enjoy listening to the audiobooks. All kinds of books on tape. John Hodgman's areas of my expertise.
Yeah, that one.
And is there a special coupon code you use when you do that, Merlin?
Yes, there is. That's right, Scott.
Audible.com/MacBreak.
But if you order right now.
But wait right there.
The operators are standing by.
You're also going to get the Julianne Fry maker.
AppleFoneShow.com. Well, you can understand my confusion.
Yeah. But Merlin planted that seed.
No, it's PodPhoneCastTrix.
Bing.
podcast.
Pod phone podcast.
And if you can't remember, I just want you to go to 44folders.com.
Oh, that's got to hurt.
That does.
I own them all.
Do you have 44?
No.
42, 41, 43.
I don't care about
43
like
and a third folders is going to be my new blog.
People know where to come for the best in time-wasting productivity.
That's the MerlinShow.com.
It's infrequently updated, but the tips are very poor.
43folders.com. Craig Severson is, of course, the grunt of Video Grunt and Pod Grunt at gruntmedia.com.
Yes.
And great podcasts. Highly recommend.
Thank you.
Someday you've got to do a keynote podcast on how to, because there's on nobody better. Best keynote master ever.
Love keynote. Can't wait for
you did some three. Keynote on the TV show, The Lab, and it was fantastic.
Yes. Thank you.
And by the way, I'm told that Merlin says, I might be able to get a passport next year. You've got to come up and visit us.
I am literally next week walking down to the Parkside Station
Good
post office
you.
To have my
photo
taken.
Get your photo taken.
I did the whole thing. I'm going to come to Canada.
Please come
I still got
Canada.
$50 of that fake pink money I got to spend.
I got some. I know. I got this weird stuff.
I don't even know what to do with it.
And Merlin, I want you to know those old warrants, we're going to help you get rid of those.
Really? Yes. They got paper on me? That's what they always say on the wire.
And HenryLaporte.com, he owns the site, but he...
No, I don't.
Yeah, I bought it for you, kid.
What?
HenryLaporte.com.
Oh.
Did you know that? But we have it now. Sweet. I got to get Hank Lippert. Wait a minute. Shh.
That's right. It's not live.
He shut up.
It's not live. It's not live.
We're not live. We're safe.
He's got a quick close. MR Megatron. yes, HankLaporte.com is the website for nothing. Nothing's up there. What's your MySpace?
What?
Is your MySpace public or private?
I don't know. The URL's.
MySpace.com/.
I know.
Hank is.
No. Amalia is his Hank is for hella freaking cope, which is a
that's how the kids
joke.
Talk today.
These kids, these
I have no, absolutely no idea what he just said.
I have no
what's
idea
yours?
What's happening.
What's yours?
Oh, like I forgot.
You don't even know you're on MySpace?
No, I forgot. One sec. Jeez Louise.
I think all the kids
Louise,
all the kids are off the MySpace now. It's all about it. Now, do you do
they're
Facebook?
The,
are you on the Facebook?
Facebook?
Do you do what's Facebook?
What's
T9? What's
what the hell?
You know, Hank, I think you're some kind of kid robot they brought in.
No, he's in rebellion.
He's messing with
me. He's in rebellion. No, he's in rebellion.
You know, I think Facebook is pretty 1990s. I'm developing Elbow Book.
No, Dad.
The kids love Verb. Verb is hot.
What's Verb?
I love Verb. I tried to get him into Verb.
And I've got a new one called Noun.
Verb is like MySpace, but it doesn't suck.
They
keep coming for a lot better looking. And you can do a lot more.
You know what the problem is? If your friends aren't on it, nobody cares.
Nobody cares.
Yeah, no one has a Verb.
You know, I just found out that you posted a picture of my bike at your Tumblr, Leo.
Yeah.
All these people start emailing me, is this really your bike? And I said, yeah, it's my bike.
Yeah.
Ow.
Ow?
Yep.
MySpace.com/.
Ow.
Ow.
No, what?
Slash what?
Did you delete your account?
No. Why would, no.
That was done by
MySpace?
That was done by MySpace during this show.
Yeah.
No, not, if you search my name, it's not going to... My name's Ray Danger on...
Shh. We'll have to edit that out.
Keep that a secret, son.
Why?
Because we don't want anybody knowing who you are.
No, if you search Ray Danger, my MySpace will come
you
up.
You know
it's
there's
not
millions of people
name.
Listening right now.
I don't care. Hey.
All right, we're going to wrap this up. Thank you for joining us. Another Mac Break.
Bye.
Is broke.